We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When Atlanta was healthy this season, like had most of their important pieces playing, they were good. They just were not healthy most of the season, so that's how they get seeded behind the Knicks. But they are better than the Knicks. Evidence, yes. At least part of the evidence being that they're up 3-1 right now. Like when Bogdan Bogdanovic played in the regular season, I want to say there was something like 30-14. So like when he was in the lineup, they won a lot. He just wasn't in the lineup a lot or enough. But this team is legitimately good. Like Hawks going up against Philadelphia with a hobbled Joel Embiid. Like I don't think that's impossible to think that Atlanta could end up in the Eastern Conference Finals. So this will be the early TNT game tonight. Tips at 6:30, and it should be an incredible crowd. Trae Young trying to send the New Yorkers home, upset once again.
Story number four.
And then the late game, Mavericks-Clippers inside Staples Center. Series is tied at 2-2. Mavericks won the first two on the road. Then the Clippers won the next two on the road. And so now the Clippers are 7.5-point favorites tonight inside Staples Center with an opportunity to put the Mavericks on the verge of elimination. Constantly when we talk about sports, whether it's baseball, basketball, or anything else, one of the points I make is that I don't really root against teams the way some people root against teams. Like, you're a Titans fan, which means you don't like the Ravens. Is that an accurate assessment?
Yes.
See, like, I'm a Mets fan, and I should hate the Braves, but I don't really hate the Braves. Like, I wish they'd win, you know, fewer NL East titles over the years, but I don't, like, have this disdain for the Braves. I like what I like, and I don't really pay much attention to, I don't know, I don't get emotionally involved in the hatred stuff. Like Yankees fans hate the Mets and Mets fans hate the Yankees. Like I don't view sports that way. Like I'm happy to see it doesn't matter to me if the Yankees do well or if the Braves do well. So it's just like, I don't know. That's, I think, one of the slightly unique things about my fandom is I don't root against teams too often. I say all that to say, I kind of root against the Clippers. I just don't like that team for some reason.
I don't like them either. I think that they're actually about to be in a good spot looking at what's going on in the West right now. I mean, if they're able to pull out this series, you just look at how things are starting to go, and it's setting up real nice for them.
Well, think about how they could possibly go from down 0-2 with two home losses in the first round, suddenly are underdogs to get out of the first round. And, I mean, then it wouldn't be crazy to me to see them in the NBA Finals. I mean, I think in the West, it'll be Utah. I think ultimately Utah is going to be in the NBA Finals out of the West.
I do too.
But it could clearly be the Clippers. I don't know why I don't like them. Maybe Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are hard to like. Is that it?
I think so. I'm with you. Like the Paul George remember when he kind of talked trash about Dame and like the bad shot taking, and then when he was in OKC, and then Dame just like buried them and won the series. Like yes. That was kind of, I was like, okay, yeah, screw you.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Like Paul George has never done anything to me, and Kawhi Leonard's never done anything to me. I don't really know why. I just don't care for.
I don't
that
think
team.
You're alone in that. I don't care for him either, and that's not going back to like when the Grizzlies used to be a rivalry with Lob City. Like, I don't like this version of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. I never minded that version. I thought they were actually fun. Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. I know that's a minority opinion in Memphis, but, like, I didn't hate those Clippers the way people hated those Clippers.
No, I hated them, too.
And I don't hate these Clippers, but I just don't. I don't find them that interesting. They don't interest me in any way.
They're not interesting. No.
I don't, yeah. Like Luka and the Mavericks interest me. Trae Young and the Hawks interest me. The Knicks, just based on the Knicks being good, relevant again, that mm-hmm. interests me. I'm just not interested in the Clippers. So I'd like to see Luka go in Staples Center and do to them in Game 5 what he did to them in Games 1 and 2. But the way Games 3 and 4 went, I'm not optimistic it's going to go that way. Jeff Calkins joins me next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people, and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
Corky's is your home for authentic Memphis barbecue. Our dining rooms are open, or stop by our speedy drive-thru. Order your party packs today starting at only $5.99 per person.
Bugs bugging you? Call Allied Termite and Pest for a free inspection today, 754-0454. Stop a pest problem in its tracks and ask about the Allied Guarantee. Prompt, reliable. Allied Termite and Pest. Call them today, 754-0454.
What's going on these days at the Fitz? You know, same old, people winning jackpots right and left, then right again, then left again. Just the other day, Megan hit a jackpot for more than $225,000. What? Yep. Then Harold won $24,000 and change, Iris won $10,000, and Kayla won more than $5,800. So if you want to win, get over to the Fitz right now, like this second, because jackpots are jumping at the Fitz. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
So breaking up is hard. It's awkward and uncomfortable. And sometimes just as you're about to leave, you talk yourself back into staying. And it's the same with your wireless carrier. Leaving can feel impossible, but you know what? You deserve better. And thanks to Xfinity Mobile, you finally have a good reason to switch. Now Xfinity has unlimited with 5G included for just $30 a month per line when you get four lines. That's on the nation's fastest, most reliable network. Just $30 for all the flexibility you could ask for. I don't know about you, but that's the kind of relationship I want to be in, and you can save up to $400 when you switch. So what's not to like? So come on, dump your carrier, break free from the big three, and switch to Xfinity Mobile to start saving. Visit a store to learn how the Switch Squad makes it easy to switch to Xfinity Mobile and internet together and save hundreds. Reduce speeds at 20 gigabits per line, most reliable based on results from rootmetrics.com US report. Results vary, not an endorsement.
Back to the Gary Parish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park, on the web, coopersystems.com. Happy graduation to any high school graduates who are celebrating that achievement over the past week or so. Now headed off to college for the most part, I'm assuming, and you might need a new computer if you're on your way. Check with Cooper Systems before you go anywhere else. You can reach them at 360-9679, 360-9679. When you get them on the phone, either Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, or any of the Cooper Systems consultants, tell them what it is you're going to be doing with the computer. Like, are you making music videos, documentaries? Well, then you're going to have to spend some money on that. You getting a gaming computer? Well, that might cost a little bit of money, if I'm being honest with you. But if you're just somebody who emails, watches YouTube, and plays around on Facebook, you don't need to spend $1,000 or $2,000 on a computer. You can get a computer that can do all those things very, very, very well for just a few hundred dollars. So then get that machine for just a few hundred dollars at Cooper Systems and spend the rest of your money on something else. They got computer repair as well at Cooper Systems. So if you need a power supply issue addressed, if you need a USB port issue addressed, if you've got a cracked screen you need it fixed, if you need virus removal, they can help you. Sometimes people think, well, that's probably it for this computer. Sometimes it is. Most times it's not. Cooper Systems can usually fix it for you, get it back up and running, good as new. So let them. 360-9679, 360-9679. Cooper Systems on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Takes pictures of dogs on the side. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Hey, Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So you have incredible family ties to Duke University. How is this day playing out in the Calkins family?
Incredible family ties. I have one kid who is that's not really true. Like, honestly, my ex-wife went to Duke, and her brother went to Duke, and my ex-mother-in-law, God rest her soul, went to Duke. So, and then my son goes to Duke. You know, I mean, I just look at it through the prism of Peter. Like, part of going to Duke, and I'll be honest, like, he decided to apply early decision to Duke, which means if I get into Duke, I'm going to Duke, and it commits you. And I think clearly part of his decision was, seems like a cool place, and I like basketball. You know, like, it's a smart place for smart kids where you can do pretty well in life, it feels like. But I think I'll enjoy the basketball, too. And then, honestly, freshman year, he did not much enjoy the basketball. A, because you couldn't go. So the whole Cameron thing, you know, wasn't even a factor. And then, like Mike Krzyzewski last year, here's what he did. He didn't get him into the NCAA tournament, and he very famously lectured a student reporter. And he just sort of, I think there was a, you know, I don't know, like, it's funny. I look at some Facebook pages, and Coach K is revered in these Facebook pages, the Duke Facebook pages. But for kids who only know the last year's Mike Krzyzewski, I think there was a feeling like, well, he's turning an old crank, it's time to move on. Like, I do think, like, Peter is glad that he will get – I know Jeffrey was sort of making fun of that Coach K wants a farewell tour as opposed to Roy Williams. I think it sets up for a cool year. You can be back at Cameron. They're obviously highly – you know, they're highly ranked this year. They have a great recruiting class coming in. So you can be part of the last year and then part of the new era. I think it's okay from that perspective. It certainly is a monumental day, though, isn't it? I mean, he is one of the best that's ever been. You know, whatever. People can roll their eyes at him all they want, but Duke was not Duke before he got there. And, you know, he's done an astonishing job.
He took an academic school and turned it into the biggest brand in college basketball. He did that. And he did it over a span of decades. I mean, he wins his first national title in 1991, and to this day still has consistently, last season notwithstanding, one of the greatest college basketball teams year in and year out. I mean, he won a national title. He's won 5 of them, and they've come in, I believe, 3 different decades. That's incredible.
And you had to win a different way. Like, it wasn't – you had to reinvent the way you did things. People now are like, well, he just gets all these one-and-dones and whatever else. And, well, that was not the way it was when he first got there. And so he has been successful, yes, across an incredible span of time, and has won in very different ways. And as a different point, it's been counted out by the health issues previously, stepped away previously, right? Did he take a leave of absence for a year? What did he do that one when he stepped away?
Yeah, he had back issues. He took amounted to a leave of absence in 1995, which is the last time they had missed the NCAA tournament until this past season. Like, yeah, like the sport has evolved drastically, and for him to still be operating at or near the top of it at the age of 74, like, I don't know what's to make fun of about that. No, it's amazing.
And I'll be honest, like, here I am. I'm 59. So, you know, that's a good deal younger than 74. And I'll be honest, like, so, you know, there's going to be a business game tonight. It's going to start at 8:30. I'm going to file out at 2:30. There's a part of me that thinks, do I really want to keep doing this at like that? You know, do I really want to keep – I mean, of course I'll keep writing for the Daily Memphian and keep talking on the radio, but do I really – like, there comes this point in your life where you're like, okay, I'm 15. Like, I won't – I'm going to reevaluate a little here. Like, what's important to me? I was reading about Rick Bunnell, who is this really fine sports writer for the Charlotte paper, who died just today or yesterday, and the news is out on Twitter. I knew Rick. And one of the other columnists, Tom Sorensen, was quoted in there saying, I tried to get him to retire and go travel, but Rick loved what he did too much to do that. But I sort of read that and thought, you know, well, you know, maybe it's, you know, who knows? Like, and but obviously for Coach K, 15 years on from where I am, he is still doing it, still recruiting, still coach. Like, it is, it's incredibly impressive. And I know there's this impulse now to try to hurry people off the stage. Like, I just have great admiration for people who, and maybe it's because, like, my dad sort of worked into his 90s as a doctor. For people who like their work so much that it's not really work and it's what they, you know, feel it's their life's work and their joy. And that's obviously what coaching has been for Coach K.
I do think it was starting to become more work than he probably liked. I don't think it's a coincidence that within 2 months of each other, Roy Williams and Mike Krzyzewski had both announced retirement plans. Roy, effective immediately. Mike, after one more season. And, like, I know you mentioned Jeffrey was making fun of the farewell tour, and, like, people can make fun of whatever they want. But, you know, I don't think it's that I must have a farewell tour as much as he doesn't want to quit coaching right now. He does, like, you know, when I would talk to people around the Duke program after last season, they were like, he's really motivated. Like, he cannot – what he just went through from a win-loss perspective killed him. And he's ready to go. This is the column I sort of wrote. He's ready to go, but he can't go out like that. He can't stand the idea of going out like that. Like, Roy was kind of like, you know, my team was okay. We made the tournament. We lost. Whatever. I'm ready to go. You know, but Roy wants to play golf. And, like, Roy was ready to go. Mike could not stand, I was told, going out like that. And so I don't think he's hanging around one more year so that he can have a farewell tour as much as he's hanging around one more year because he's ready to go, but he didn't want to go out like that. And though Duke will not be the favorite to win the national title, they have a chance. I mean, they're going to have the number one player in the country.
Where will they be ranked? Where are you right now? Where do you have them right now?
I have them right now 8th. So they'll have a chance.
Right.
And so...
Yeah, and they'll certainly have a chance to be good, you know. Maybe it'll turn out like Roy's last year. But they have a chance to do more than that. And by the way, it never struck me that Mike Krzyzewski really cares about a farewell tour. Like, that's not the kind of thing you would care about. Like, he's kind of disdainful, right, of all that, it seems to me. He likes being appreciated, likes his reputation, all of those things. But... No, I can't imagine that, you know, that he needs to be given a you know, a plaque by Wake Forest. You know that would motivate him. I think what would motivate him would be, yes, getting to another Final Four.
Right. I think he wants to try to win another national championship. Try to go to another Final Four. And it doesn't mean that it'll you know, go down that way. He's not totally in charge of that. What will happen will happen. But I think he likes the idea of, let me try to go out differently than missing the NCAA tournament, or honestly, like, the way you might forget the way their season ended. Their season ended with a positive COVID test, and then they had to withdraw from the ACC tournament. Like, he just didn't want that to be the end. And ultimately, you know, nobody even really remembers what the end is. We talk a lot about going out on top, and very few people do it.
If you're Elway, you remember Elway's end, right? Because Elway won a Super Bowl in his last game. I remember Elway's end. Didn't I? Hope I remember it. Is that what he did?
I think that's right. Yes. Like, Peyton won a Super Bowl and then went out.
So you remember those, but most don't. You know, most. You know,
what was the end for Michael Jordan? Most famous athlete of my lifetime is Michael Jordan. What was the end for him? Nobody remembers.
Well, it was that great Wizard run. Right. I had no idea what the end was. Right. No idea what the end was for Michael Jordan.
So I think
what was the end for Wayne Gretzky? Greatest hockey player of all time, right?
I have no idea. I know I did see
Wayne. What was the end for Barry Bonds? What was the end for Barry Bonds?
Yeah, I, you know, it was with San Francisco, but I don't remember the details, you know. Like we think that that matters a lot more than it ultimately matters. Like you should go out on top, or you don't want to go out that way. And
well, I think what people might you don't want to be sort of a pathetic shell of yourself, right? And it may be that that's how he views last year, right? That's why he didn't, in fact, is coming back, that he doesn't want to be a pathetic shell of himself on the way out. But, and I can absolutely sympathize. When you said it's not a coincidence that he and Roy both decided this sort of, you know, obviously the timing's different, but you and I both think that it's fully appropriate in the interest of fairness that players should be able to transfer just like coaches can transfer, just like regular students can transfer without any more restrictions than that. I do have to believe that between one and dones and between the transfers that it is less fun to be a college basketball coach than it was 15 years ago.
There's no question. I mean, especially when you're 74 years old. I mean, you know, think about the sport Mike entered in, you know, the mid 70s compared to the sport he will exit in 2022. It's hardly recognizable. You know, when he first built Duke into a power, he did so by recruiting, you know, Tommy Amaker and Danny Ferry and Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley. And when you did that, you could reasonably assume you're coaching those players for multiple years, probably all 4 years. Now,
I mean, I assume all those were all four, right?
Yeah, I mean, Johnny Dawkins.
Grant Hill was not all four.
Grant Hill was all 4 years. He was.
Grant Hill was all four.
Yeah. Yeah, like if you recruit Grant Hill today, his name's Zion Williamson, and you get him for 1 year. It's R.J. Barrett.
McGetty was like his first number one, right?
Yeah, like they eventually got to the point where, like everybody else, where they were losing everybody after 1 year. But you know, when he first built Duke into what it was, it wasn't like this. You didn't. If you recruited Christian Laettner, you said, okay, I'm set at center for the next 4 years. And then you recruited Bobby Hurley, and you said, okay, I got my point guard for the next 4 years. You could kind of breathe a little bit. Now there's no breathing. If you're going to recruit the best players in the country, you're going to lose them very quickly. And when you combine that with the likelihood that you're not only losing your best players every year, but then you're going to lose, you know, players 6, 7, and 8 to the transfer portal because you're bringing in another number one ranked recruiting class and those players don't want to sit on the bench again, you're starting from scratch. Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that the transfer portal is and the transfer waiver is now here, and Roy and Mike both said, this is not how I want to spend my time anymore.
Right.
So that's the other thing about announcing right now that you're out after this season. It's not to get a farewell tour. You know what it's to do? To say, okay, John Shire. And oh, by the way, they're also announcing John Shire is going to be the successor. So now you know how he spends the next year. I'm going to coach this basketball team. John, you're in charge of recruiting. It's your team going forward. I don't have to try to convince people not to enter the transfer portal. It ain't on me anymore. Nobody's entering the transfer portal until after I'm gone. So I could just coach my team, enjoy just coaching my team, not deal with all the stuff I don't want to deal with, and then, you know, live happily ever after. It is not surprising to me somebody who is approaching 75 with all the money in the world, a legacy cemented, and grandkids to love has decided, yeah, I'm ready to go. Like,
all right, so who's next? Who's next? What's Boeheim still coming back? Is Boeheim back again next year?
Yeah, because his kids are there.
Right.
And I think I don't want to surface level from a distance, like Jim Boeheim likes nothing, right?
Right, he looks like he likes nothing, right.
But I do think he likes coaching his kids. You know, when I see him talking about his boys, he has a different look in his eye. I don't want to get all whatever, but
right.
Like it seems to mean something to him. So he's 76 years old, and I think when his boys are gone, he'll be gone.
Who's next? Calipari? Like, who would you look at? Like, who are the next great legacy coaches?
Yeah, well, I don't know if you call him a legacy
Huggins.
Coach. I think Huggs is closer to the end than you probably realize. Jim Larrañaga, he's not in that class,
right.
but he's very close to the end. Bruce Weber at Kansas State is very close to the end. You know, as weird as it sounds, because Rick Pitino, I think Rick Pitino's got a few years left in him. You know, Rick
is, he took a little break to recharge, and now and he's doing it at a different level where it feels like in his own way he can coach, right?
Oh sure. Yeah, like he'll keep most of his players in theory at least, and Rick is a very, like, he has had some health issues. But, I mean, he takes care of himself. You know, he's like, you know, I say this as respectfully as I can say it. I don't know how well Huggs takes care of himself.
I don't think that's a great mystery.
Well, right.
Okay, let's go with Calipari. How many more years? If I set the over-under for John at – I'm going to set the over-under for John at 3.5. You taking the over or under?
I will take the over, but – if you set it at five or
six. You think I set it at the right place?
I'd probably set it at like 4 or 5 years. If you set it at 5 or 6 years, I would take the under. Like, that job wears on you. And here's the thing. Like, if he doesn't bounce back, you know, it's been a little while since he's been to a Final Four now. They keep track of those things at Kentucky. Like, I know he has.
He sees this as an opportunity, though. He doesn't have to deal with freaking Krzyzewski anymore, right?
Right. I mean, like, Roy and Mike are both gone. Like, two of, you know, the biggest coaching stars in the sport at two of the biggest brands in the sport are now out of his way in theory. You know, he hadn't been to a Final Four since 2015. Like, I'm not predicting this, but let's say Kentucky.
Last one was 15?
I believe the last one was 15.
How many years? So 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There wasn't. Well, yeah, we're counting for Memphis. 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 6 years so far?
Yeah. Yeah. And he, like, got a team that's going to be good. Like, I've got them preseason ranked, but they're not like preseason top five or anything like that. So, you know, again, I'm not predicting this, but if he doesn't, like, they're okay. I mean, really, they're not okay, but they'll deal with one bad season like the season he just had.
Right.
But if you do anything close to that again, they'll be trying to figure out a way to get out of your lifetime contract. I guess what I'm saying is, with Mike, it was always clear to me he will coach until he doesn't want to coach at Duke anymore. With Roy, it was clear to me he'll coach until he doesn't want to coach anymore. It's not that clear with me that John Calipari will coach at Kentucky as long as he wants to coach at Kentucky. If it were to take another bad turn, they would initiate a coaching change. I don't think he's guaranteed to retire at Kentucky under his own terms the way Mike, Roy, Izzo, Mark Few, Boeheim. Those guys were all
coaching. What do you set the over under for Izzo?
I could see.
He looks like he's kind of fed up with it, right?
Yo, he's definitely fed up with it. I should find the text message from the other night when I was talking to him about Jaren and Xavier Tillman. You know, there was a neat little picture with them on the Zoom press conference. And it's two Michigan State players, like, smiling as Grizzly. So I sent it to him. And so we were talking, and sort of where he left it via text was, let's talk sometime soon about the name, image, and likeness and transfer rule and all this other BS. so he's like, yes, he's like, he hates what's happening. I think he knows deep down it's right. But I think he also knows accurately that it doesn't come without issues.
Get out of here. You're going to have to, like, whatever you think of the name, image, likeness stuff, you're going to have to harness that, and I know it's illegal to use it for recruiting, but you're going to have to harness that to recruit with, right? That's another whole thing to master and to get in front of and to use strategically to your advantage. It's a whole other universe and a whole other set of adjustments.
Yeah, there's no question. Like, I know that the way the rules or laws are written, college coaches aren't supposed to be involved with helping secure endorsement deals, but they will be. Okay.
Of course they will be.
It will be part of the job. And so now part of the job is recruiting one and done, losing them, replacing them, losing them, replacing them. Part of the job is re-recruiting your team, losing people to the transfer portal, getting people out of the transfer portal. And part of the job is having to deal with the dynamic that is name, image, and likeness. It's just, again, if you're just getting into this and you're still looking up, well, then you adapt or else you're in the wrong business. But if you've already done everything there is to do and you've passed retirement age anyway,
Like, yeah, these guys, some of the old school guys are like, I don't want, you know, I'm happy for everybody getting what they wanted, but I don't need to do the job under these circumstances anymore. It's too different than what it was when I loved it the most. And so I'm ready to just go play golf or sit on the porch or do something else. I don't think that is going to be uncommon. I don't think everybody will rush to the door as quickly as Roy and Kay did, but I think people will get to the door, maybe this is right, more quickly than they otherwise would have.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see. Talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's turn our attention to the NBA. Grizz Jazz tonight. I was talking to Bennett earlier, and I'm just being honest, not proud of this, but it is hard to get excited for a game five when you're basically a double-digit underdog in an elimination game. You've lost three straight. You know, it feels like when you're tied 1-1, it feels like you're really in this thing. And even when you're down 2-1 with the next one at home, it feels like you're really in this thing. But once you go down 3-1 and now you got to go on the road and the other team won't stop making shots, it just feels like such a big climb. Like, listen, I can't wait for tonight, but I'm not – and maybe this just goes hand in hand.
I don't think you watch it with a expectation of they're going to win the series. At least I'm not. You know, I don't expect them to win the series. I'm going to watch it out of you know, this has been a hell of a ride. And let's watch what will probably be the last time we get – I mean, honestly, that's how I'm watching. And if they steal one, how fun would that be? And then you get to come back in game six, and you'll have an even more full FedEx Forum. So there is an upside to it. And it's not the same sort of indignity. You know, it's really hard to watch when you're down 3-0. Because then losing is like – then you're just getting swept. I mean, there's just no dignity in that, right? Whereas here, even if this is the game – and, I'll, you know, this feels like the game where – and I know what happened in the other game. So, of course, this is the one where they're more most likely to be blown out because it's the only one left where they could be blown out. But it sort of feels like if they drop the rope on this one, you can't really blame them. Like, you look at you. You just dropped the rope on it. Psychologically, you're like, I'm having a hard time getting up for this. Right? So, so I think you watch it. There is none of that indignity. You it's been a great year. You took a game off of them. And so I'm going to watch it tonight with, hey, this has been a blast, and it's one at least I got at least one more chance to watch this particular team that has sort of set a new course for this franchise. And so you watch it with that in mind. And then, yeah, if they can steal it, then you got a game six. Like, no, I'm not looking for, gosh, and they're going to come back and win the series. But it would be fun to have a game six, like another one at FedEx Forum. People were taking pictures at FedEx Forum the other day, like, staffers and stuff like this was like it was like high school graduation day. It felt like we're not coming back here, and so it'd be fun to come back. And I don't expect it, but to me, that's why you watch. You watch with, boy, this has been a lot of fun, and let's finish it up. And if you can steal another one, great.
I guess this is where the take it one game at a time mentality comes in handy. I need to just take it one game at a time.
I've never had to take it one game at a time mentality at all. Like, I am making all kinds of assumptions that this is the last game, right? But it's just, you know, it's like whatever. It's like the last day of what feels like to me the last day of Music Fest or the last day of whatever. Like, let's go and get drunk one more time at Music Fest and listen to whatever. Like, whatever it is. It's just, you know, that tomorrow, at least I sort of feel like it's likely that tomorrow – you're gonna have, you know, you're not gonna have to stay up till 11:30 watching the Grizzlies anymore. It doesn't feel like to me, unlikely. So you might as well go out one last, you know, get your grape juice, GP, squirt it into there, into the old New Amsterdam, and have a big time.
Okay, I'm gonna get drunk. I'm gonna black out watching the Grizzlies tonight.
Nice.
I said grape juice. It's not grape juice. It's Kool-Aid. I apologize to Kool-Aid. Yeah,
it's fine. Sugar-free Kool-Aid mixed with New Amsterdam vodka. Big cup. Lots of ice. It's the perfect drink to watch a possible elimination game. To your point about, you know, them losing grasp of the rope. I'm not predicting this, if only because I don't want it to be true. But I could completely understand. Utah comes out, bombs on you right from the jump, goes up, you know, I don't know, 12-3, 15-5,
and you just that mentality sets in where you go, these dudes have we've thrown every punch we have at them for three consecutive games, and they have counterpunched us every time, and they don't miss enough shots for us to. I could understand how a you know, we can't do this mentality could set in after you've lost to a team three straight times. It seems more difficult. Now, keep in mind, I've never been a professional basketball player, but it seems like it would be more difficult in the moment to convince yourself, hey, we can still come back and win this.
Right. Yeah.
When every time you've tried, it's been a failure.
It reminds me of, I'm not the guy who ever makes references to movies because, I can't remember them, and, B, I'm not a movie guy particularly, but I'm going to do it anyway. Did you ever see you're too young for this, too. Did you ever see Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid? Have you ever seen that movie?
I believe I've seen it, but like most movies I've seen. By the way, do either one of you struggle with this? I watch things like I watch all the Sopranos or all of The Wire, like movies, whatever. And then if you ask me 5 years later to
– No idea what happened. No idea.
I can never remember what happened in these things.
No idea. And the funny thing is I won't watch it again out of principle. I'm like, I'm not going to read that book again or watch that movie again because I watched it. But if I watch it again, I got no prayer. It would be like I'm watching it for the first time. Absolutely. So unless it was like from this era, like there was another era, I used to remember things. So I could still remember movies that I saw. I don't know when Butch Cassidy. You saw it, Bennett? You believe it's classic?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so like here, this was my point. I believe I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Well, it's got Robert Redford, Paul Newman.
I know that.
Catherine Ross on a bicycle. That was a great moment, you know. like, she was a cute. She's a pretty woman.
In the days before Pornhub, you had to get excited about Catherine Ross on a bicycle. Imagine growing up in those times.
So you know, they're robbers, they are. And they're great at getting away from people. Well, the Brinks or whoever it is, whatever the law was, whatever the company was, they put together this crack unit of the best trackers and the best cavalry and the best like marksmen and the best whatever. And so Butch and Sundance are, you know, that they've done all the tricks to get away that they've always used. And every time they look up, here are these dudes following them. Like they're right. And at one point, I think it's Newman says, and this is amazing that I can actually remember this. He said, who are these guys? Like what can we do here? Like, no matter what we try, I think they end up moving to Bolivia where they get shot. Spoiler alert. But anyway, that's what it's like. The Utah Jazz right now remind me of that crack unit that's tracking down Butch and Sundance. So they got no prayer.
All right. Well, it'll probably end poorly, but we'll all –
Well, they're not
going to
get shot in Bolivia.
So, you know, it's all relative. All right. I was going to watch no matter what. Now I'll just try to keep a proper perspective and, you know, make a big drink.
See you, man. Bye.
I'll see you later. Big Bet Bennett's a big problem for me. I can't recall television series or movies I have less problems with because it's like, you know, it's 2 hours. I can basically – but I will watch – Like the entire Breaking Bad series.
Uh-huh.
I watched every episode. Enjoyed it. I know how it began. I know how it ended. But like if right now you said, so GP, tell me about season 3. I got no chance.
Yeah, I actually rewatched Sopranos recently for like the millionth time, and I still pick up on stuff that I didn't, you know, remember the first million times I watched it. So I get that.
So I can go back and watch things because I every once in a while I would run into an old episode of Sopranos and I could watch it and I could remember it and remember basically I know what's going on here. I haven't watched this series in 20 years, but I remember this. I remember what I'm watching right now. But without that prompt, I would have no chance. Like I know how Sopranos started. I know how Sopranos ended, but I don't remember the middle at all. I don't remember. I know point
Dude,
A.
Dude, it's
and
like
point
the same.
C.
It's like the same with freaking sporting events. For me too. Like when people be like, "What about that sequence with blah 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 blah?" And I'm like, "Yeah, okay, I guess I remember that."
Oh yeah, like when people start talking about. you know, in 2013, the Grizzlies, like, there are games that I was at, and I don't really, you know. Right. If you talk about it, I'll go, oh, yeah, okay, sure, I remember that. But I wouldn't be able to surprise you with my own off-the-head knowledge. Like, if you ever hear me talking about, you know, reliving history, it is because I've done incredible research the night before and reminded myself how these things happened, what happened, and in what order they happened. I'm not the type who can just recall that stuff. Like John Rothstein, my colleague and friend at CBS Sports, he can actually basically recall anything. It's very Rain Man-like. Like we'll be working with Jameer Nelson, who is a former St. Joe's stud guard and played several years in the NBA, most notably with the Orlando Magic. And we'll be talking about Jameer's last year of college. And Jameer will say something like, yeah, you know, in January of that year, we played UMass. And John will off the top of his head go, oh, yeah, you won that game 68-65.
Damn.
It's like, what? Like, Jameer can't remember it. But John can. And Jameer played in the game. I don't know how people do that other than they just have a unique quality, right, ability to do that. But it's always frustrating for me. I'll spend, you know, countless hours watching a television series. Like Lost. How about that? You remember that? Did you ever watch Lost?
Yeah, I watched Lost.
Can't remember. I mean, I remember how it started. I remember how it ended. I don't really remember the If you said, tell me the story of Lost, walk me through the characters, I can't do it.
I mean, that show got really stupid at the end, too, so that's another reason.
So I start wondering, like, am I just wasting my time? If I'm doing all this and I can't recall it, what am I doing it for? And I guess the idea is you enjoy it in that moment. It doesn't matter if you recall it.
Right.
You enjoyed that moment, and so just take it for what it is. I guess that's what I got to do. I don't know. I've just always – sometimes I will go back – and I'll read Wikipedia recaps of television series that I watch just so I can remind myself of what I watched. Is that weird?
No, Wikipedia is amazing.
Wikipedia is amazing.
Yeah, I look at it daily just for the hell of it. I'll just think about something and be like, I'm going to look that up on Wikipedia.
I love Wikipedia. Yeah. Be back in a second.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for hims.com/radio. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address: forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Here's the dirt on dust. It may seem fine, but it's actually made of dead skin cells and dust mite droppings. That's where Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters come in, with thousands of specially coated fibers to trap and lock dust in one swipe. Dust can't hide on ceiling fans and bookshelves anymore. When you're done, just remove the disposable cloth and voila! That dust is gone for good. Now that you know the dirt, say goodbye to the dust. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dusters. Stop cleaning. Start Swiffering.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know, Stanley didn't want a lot of showings when he put his house on the market with Josh Hysaw, so he asked Josh if he could get an instant cash offer. Josh said sure, made him an offer. Stanley accepted, and they closed 14 days later. Simple stuff. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. You can let your story be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy, but only Josh Hysaw can get you all of the money you deserve. So if you want an experienced and effective agent who has the best marketing strategy, who knows how to expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh Hysaw with no obligation. You can even do it by text message. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. His name's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147, 901-461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Pull into Church's today and experience a true original. Bourbon Black Pepper Smokehouse Chicken is back. Peppered and kissed with our bourbon glaze. Only at Church's. Only $5. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
For the ones standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you're in Mississippi or Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. It's the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And right now, lower-than-normal rates are available, so take advantage of that. You've got a local dentist, doctor, probably a local attorney. I know you can have an insurance agent who lives anywhere, has a 1-800 number, but is that really what you want when it comes time to making a claim on an automobile policy or a homeowner's policy? You want to call a 1-800 number and talk to somebody you don't know? Or do you want to call a 901 number and talk to somebody who lives near you, who's from the same community, who cares about the same things, who probably knows who you are? You can sit down with her if you want to. 901-867-7283. That's the number to Elizabeth Rook Insurance. If you want a local insurance agent, 901-867-7283. Two locations in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is in Covington on Highway 51. And that phone number again is 901-867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. It has been a busy day in sports. Evidence being that Churchill Downs suspended Bob Baffert, the face of the sport of horse racing, for 2 years today, and it's a totally secondary story to the Mike Krzyzewski news and to the Boston Celtics developments, Danny Ainge into retirement Brad Stevens out as coach, now president of basketball operations. So this decision by Churchill Downs has been overshadowed, but it is a significant headline. Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert suspended for 2 years by Churchill Downs after Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit tested positive for a steroid in two different post-race drug samples. So now we're waiting for the official ruling that Medina Spirit will be stripped of the Kentucky Derby prize. That is expected, but not definite as of this moment. But either way, bad day for Bob Baffert. Good day for every other trainer in horse racing. You might lose to somebody at next year's Kentucky Derby and the following year's Kentucky Derby, but it won't be Bob Baffert because he will not be allowed to have a horse there. Be back with dinner to go.
It's Memphis Sports Cash.
Sports Cash.
Every hour on the hour. Only on 92.9 FM ESPN. Get ready to win the cash from Memphis's sports station, just like Sam from Memphis already has.
Hi, this is Sammy from Memphis, and I just won $1,000 listening to Jason and John at 92.9 ESPN Sports Radio.
It all starts Wednesday, June 9th, and every weekday, Cash on the Hour.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We are hiring. We need plumbers, HVAC service technicians, and installers. Make up to $55 an hour with full health benefits, paid time off, 401k, and don't forget to ask about our sign-on bonus. Surround yourself with good people and good things will happen. Come join our team. Apply online at bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
I lost 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andrew 400, having tons of energy, not feeling tired or feeling at the end of the day that my feet are dragging. I would very strongly recommend it to anybody that feel they need to cut down on their weight or who doesn't have enough energy. Absolutely.
That's fantastic, Joe. And congratulations on losing 46 pounds in 8 weeks with the help of Andro 400. Guys, check out Joe's before and after pictures on andro400.com. Since 2004, men have chosen Andro 400 for one reason: results. Andro 400 can help you safely and effectively lose belly fat, gain energy, and boost your testosterone. We guarantee it. Order today and get free shipping and special discounts available only on andro400.com. andro400.com. That's andro400.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who experience occasional bloating, gas, or abdominal discomfort? Join the Align Healthy Gut team up and see how healthy your gut can feel. Align contains a quality probiotic strain developed by gastroenterologists. It adds more good bacteria to your gut to naturally help soothe your occasional digestive upsets with continued daily usage. This is the time to join the Align Healthy Gut team up from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Sign up at AlignProbiotics.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppet.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and that's Memphis Barbecue Company. How do they do it? Easy. They got an owner who's a world champion. Melissa Cookson, seven-time world champ, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Google it if you don't believe it. It'll pop up. Google it. Obviously, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. If you've been there, you know it. What you might not know is that even if you're not into barbecue, which makes no sense to me, but whatever, if you're not into barbecue, there's still something at Memphis Barbecue Company for you. Don't let the name mislead you. yes, they specialize in barbecue, but they've got an expansive menu that I promise you has got something on it that you would enjoy even if you don't enjoy barbecue. Fried catfish, grilled salmon, chicken, smoked wings, burgers. Go check the menu at memphisbbqco.com, memphisbbqco.com. And if you want to, while you're there, make a pickup order. Swing by after work and grab it. Whatever time you say you want it, that is the time they'll have it ready for you, hot, packaged, and ready to go out the door. I've gotten countless pickup orders from Memphis Barbecue Company. Nothing has ever been late. I've never had to wait around. I walk in, identify myself, boom, my order is ready to go. If you need help carrying it out, they'll help you carry it out. Whatever you need, they'll do it at Memphis Barbecue Company. The address is 709 DeSoto Cove, 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. Just take 55 south to that Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. It's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on the big news in the world of sports. Mike Krzyzewski has decided to retire after one more season as the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils. He will walk away from the sport in either March or, if it goes really well, April 2022. And it's not that big of a surprise. There had been speculation in recent weeks that something like this was in the works, and now that speculation turns into a reality. 74 years old right now, will turn 75 in February, and didn't want to go out after last season's bad season, but is ready to move on with his life. And so the plan put in place is to coach one more season and then turn things over to associate head coach John Shire. Mike Krzyzewski announces his pending retirement effective at the end of next season.
What's the biggest game tonight?
NBA playoffs, Game 5, Grizz Jazz inside Vivint Smart Home Arena. Utah leads the series 3-1, so this is a closeout game for the Jazz. It is a win-or-go-home situation for the Grizzlies. Utah listed as 9.5-point favorites. The total is 225. Pregame with Jessica Benson starts at 8 o'clock. Eric Hasselstein going to have the call at 8:30, and you can listen to every bit of it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
So, episode 2 of Mike Tyson, The Knockout, is on tonight. ABC.
Oh, yeah. What did you watch the first one?
I'm going to be honest with you, Big Bet Penny.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. Don't worry.
I was excited about the first one, and I made a point to DVR it. And then I never thought about it again until last night when I was preparing for today's Dinner to Go and recognized that the final episode of the two-part documentary comes on tonight. And then I had a plan to watch it this afternoon. But then Mike Krzyzewski decided to step away from the sport of basketball, and it has been busy, busy, busy ever since. So I'll DVR this second episode tonight, and I'll watch it at some point in my life, I assume. But I didn't watch episode 1 live. It doesn't appear I'm going to watch episode 2 live. But if you want to, it's on ABC at 7 o'clock tonight.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, I got a column that I banged out earlier today on the developments at Duke. Mike Krzyzewski announcing he's going to coach one more season and then call it a career. So if you want to read that, I'll tweet a link to it here in about 10 minutes.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow will be Thursday. Hopefully no iconic college basketball coaches announce anything significant.
I think it'll be all right.
Fingers crossed, Big Bet Bennett.
Good luck, man.
Fingers crossed.
Hey, Grizz plus 9.5, by the way.
How you feeling about it?
Come on. That's disrespectful.
You feel good about it?
Listen, I don't know how I feel about it. I know I'm going to hammer it. That's for sure.
All right, Big Bet Bennett. I mean, by the time 8:30 rolls around, I probably will too, right?
Grizz plus 9.5. We need something to root for.
Just know
besides
that
that's a win.
Just if it's a disaster, know that I never felt great about it.
I feel decent about it.
I do things all the time, though, that I don't feel great about. You think I felt great about Lakers plus 5 last night? Nope. You think I did it anyway?
Me
yep.
too.
You think I regretted it very quickly? 100%.
Been a rough week, yeah.
So I've been doing things I don't feel great about for years.
Yeah.
Why stop now? Max bet, Grizzlies plus 9.5.
Let's go.
Let's go. We'll look back on it tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be getting ready for game six.
Yeah.
Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet back here tomorrow. Four, till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Want to know the secret to making sure everything at Kroger is fresh? Secret shoppers. Spies we hire to expertly inspect our produce department in every store. Their mission is to ensure we have the freshest bananas, lettuce, and more. Now that the secret is out, you know what else is? Tomatoes that are fresher than fresh. Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
For a sweet seasonal treat, be sure to pick up fresh California red cherries. They're ripe, juicy, and just $2.99 a pound with your card. Kroger. Fresh for everyone.
Hello, heavy lifters, newcomers, renters, and buyers. Welcome to your local Cat dealer, Thompson Machinery. Your home for Cat compact equipment and offers like 0% for 60 months. Visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone's always been my go-to when it comes to keeping my 2006 Mazda on the road here in Memphis, especially when it comes to my battery, which I've always had tested and occasionally have had to replace at AutoZone. Their free battery services will let you know if you need a new battery or simply a fresh charge. They've got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. Battery trouble? Not anymore. Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
I need tech that can make me as productive in my home office as I am at my office.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.